Today, Democrats and Republicans reached agreement on legislation that they hope will fix the problems that plagued the 2000 presidential elections. Lawmakers signed off on the deal this morning after months of negotiations, and only weeks after new glitches in the Florida primary brought back memories of miscounted ballots and mass confusion. The agreement still needs final House and Senate approval, and both sides say they expect that to happen quickly. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Congressional negotiators struggled for most of this year over what often seemed to be insurmountable differences on how to improve elections. But today, Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut said members were driven by a mutual desire to do something before the end of the year.
The rumors of the demise of election reform have been greatly exaggerated. Over the past several months, as published reports bewailed the lack of progress on these negotiations, in fact, we were making progress.
The result, he said, is a bill to help ensure that legitimate voters are counted while illegitimate ones are not, although the agreement comes too late to affect this year's elections. If approved, the legislation would provide $4 billion over the next 4 years to help states and localities buy new voting equipment, make voting places more accessible to the disabled, and improve training for poll workers. The bill would also require that all voters have the chance to check their ballots and fix them if they make a mistake.
This way, voters can never again leave a polling place haunted by the thought that they voted for the wrong candidates or nullified their own voting by overvoting.
Dodd said by 2004, every state would also be required to offer provisional balloting. That allows those who run into problems at the polls to still cast a ballot and have it counted later if it's determined that the person is a legitimate voter. Just as important to many Republicans are provisions in the bill to reduce voter fraud. Missouri Republican Senator Kit Bond said one of the main tensions in the negotiations was to find the right balance between voters' rights and honest elections.
The final product is one which does make it easier to vote and tougher to cheat.
He said the bill requires all states to have a centralized voter database, which would help to weed out duplicate registrations. Also, for the very first time, the legislation requires that all those who register by mail show some form of identification when they come to the polls.
For all of these reasons, this is going to be a significant measure to assure the integrity of the ballot box.
Bond has often complained about registration fraud in his state, where numerous dead people and even a dog have been registered to vote. But the voter identification requirement was among the most contentious items in the bill. Civil rights groups complained that it could discourage some people, especially the poor, who might not have the proper ID, from voting. But the final agreement allows a broad range of identification, including utility bills and government checks, and a grievance procedure for those who think their rights have been violated. Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson of Texas heads the Congressional Black Caucus. She says the most important goal is to make sure that everyone's vote is counted.
This is a good day for that purpose. Now it needs funding, and we hope that it's not an unfunded mandate.
Although the bill would authorize money to upgrade elections, Congress has to vote separately to actually appropriate the funds. Members said they've received assurances from congressional leaders that somehow the money will be found. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.